Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Sports. Well, we are going to talk about Lamar Jackson. And as you guys know, we cover Lamar's saga a lot on this channel. And some really interesting things have sort of emerged here surrounding the mystery guy that was supposedly calling around trying to negotiate a contract on behalf of Lamar Jackson. Now, Lamar Jackson has tried to shut that down. And for lack of a better way of putting it, Mike Florio, he absolutely confirmed this man is calling around on behalf. And Florio just comes out and says it. I don't understand why he's denying it. It's happening. Okay, which means Florio has had teams, general managers, VP, player personnel guys, clubs have talked to Florio, or he wouldn't be putting it out there that this is true. Okay, and he talks about this in this article, Florio does, and let's sort of set this whole thing up because this thing is really bizarre. The NFL is speaking out against this guy and telling teams, you are not to negotiate with this guy, okay? They sent out a memo in regards to this guy, and Lamar's denying that it's really happening. Florio is saying, no, it's a fact. This has happened. This has been happening. This guy is calling around on behalf of Lamar. So, we got SI and I got PFT here. NFL memo involving Lamar Jackson takes a bizarre turn as Ravens quarterback responds. The NFL Management Council sent out a memo to all 32 teams on Thursday warning of a non-certified PA agent named Ken Francis who supposedly would be reaching out to clubs about negotiating a contract for Lamar Jackson. Shortly after, Ravens quarterback responded to the report. Now, Lamar's got this habit of just going out there on Twitter and just randomly denying things, okay? I mean, and I guess that's an easy way of going about, hey, this isn't true, blah, blah, blah. Except this is starting to take a turn. And, I'm looking at NFL fan reaction and he largely does not have the fans on his side on this. The 2019 NFL MVP clarified that he is still not represented by an NFLPA agent. Instead, Francis appears to actually be Jackson's business partner for a home fitness product that features the quarterback in the commercial. The misconception was that Francis was attempting to work as an agent for Jackson to try to negotiate contracts for him. But the quarterback explained this was not the case. And he tweeted this out. Now, Tom Pelissero said this. Ken Francis is a Florida man who most recently was pitching a home fitness invention, I'm told. He is now trying to negotiate a nine-figure contract with NFL teams who are being told that they're not allowed to negotiate with him because he's not a certified agent. Tom Pelissero is no punk, folks. This is one of the best insiders in the business. Lamar fired back. Stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me. Okay, we will get to this in just a minute. Francis even told ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, quote, I don't speak for Lamar. And here's a look at the supposed commercial for his little fitness thingy. Let's look at this. No. Well, let's turn it down. I don't want a copyright strike for some miscellaneous bad commercial infomercial music. There he is walking out there. There's Lamar working out. Oh, there's some, I guess this is some kind of a gym and a rolling box scenario. Not a terrible idea if you're a mobile trainer. I get it. There could be a market out there for that. So, Pelissero came back and he summed this up. So, to recap, the NFL told teams today they are prohibited from negotiating with a Florida man named Ken Francis, whom Lamar Jackson says never tried to negotiate for him, but it is his business partner for a forthcoming home fitness invention with a commercial starring Lamar. The situation comes after the Ravens placed a non-exclusive franchise.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tag on Jackson. The two sides have yet to agree on a long-term deal, meaning Baltimore could still trade the quarterback. Various teams have reportedly expressed that they are no longer interested in trading for Jackson, though, including the Falcons and the Patriots. All right. Now, let's get to Florio because they talk about this whole deal. True or not, he just denies it in a tweet that he's talking about Lamar's MO at this point. Now, while it's theoretically possible that Jackson, whom Jackson has admitted is his business partner, may have contacted the team without Jackson's knowledge. Okay, so Florio is saying maybe this guy reached out to clubs and Lamar was unaware of it. I have a hard time buying that. Francis has absolutely contacted multiple teams trying to spark negotiations towards an offer sheet. That's Florio. It's also believed Francis has been communicating with reporters regarding Lamar's situation. So now we got to wonder, is this Ken Francis guy, the guy that's reaching out and talking to Stephen A. Smith, who has come out and made comments, all these ESPN guys that have made these comments about Lamar? What about Damaris Smith, the NFLPA union head? Is this the guy that Damaris keeps talking to? Which would explain how ESPN.com so quickly tracked Francis down and secured a predictable denial. Quote, "I don't speak for Lamar," Francis told ESPN.com. Now, let's listen very closely to what I got to say involving Florio. It's unclear why Jackson and Francis so fervently denied something that is true. Florio is telling you right here, it's unclear why they're denying it and why they're denying something that is true. Maybe Jackson, who has held himself out stubbornly and resolutely as being self-represented, wants to continue to perpetuate that perception. Or maybe he doesn't want to anger the NFL Players Association, which has been helping him negotiate with the Ravens. Regardless, Francis contacted multiple teams in an effort to entice them to pursue Lamar. Now, all teams have been told to communicate only with Lamar unless and until he hires a NFLPA certified agent. So that just tells you right there. I mean, Florio wrote a whole article just to push back on Lamar and say, and Francis too, and say, no, they're denying something that is true. There it is. Regardless, Francis contacted multiple teams in an effort to entice Lamar. So Florio is pushing back, and Florio is speaking in such a way, and I'll let you know right now, Florio's a lawyer. All right. So this has been directly communicated in some way. And look, Florio's got all kinds of sources. He knows all these GMs. He knows all these coaches, you know, VP of player personnel and owners and yada, yada, yada. Mike Florio is stepping up right here and saying, They are denying it, but it's true, regardless of what they are saying. Lamar and this Ken Francis guy, for lack of a better way of putting it, is lying to people about having done this. They have done it. Ken Francis, according to Mike Florio, has reached out and contacted teams. So they can deny it all they want. Florio is saying, no, it's factually true. Okay? So you got Pelissero that came out and broke the story. And then for however what reason, ESPN swoops in and tries to deny it. They obviously are talking to somebody. You got Lamar denying it. And then you've got Florio coming out and saying, nope, this is happening. This happened. So how many teams? We don't know. But this guy has been contacting teams, according to Mike Florio. So, and it's all just getting weirder and weirder and worse and worse. I mean, we could have went down the comment section there, which has got about a five like to one dislike ratio. I could have went down and read those comments. NFL fans are destroying Lamar Jackson right now. Destroying him. He seems like a good kid, but he needs an agent. He's getting bad advice, and it's costing him millions of dollars. Ben Roethlisberger yesterday gave a brutally honest take. Lamar, get an agent. You have cost yourself how much money? And I don't understand a section of fans that are rooting for him to represent himself, because obviously he's not representing himself. You know? Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. Peace, I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.